This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Friday, April 1st, 2022, Montana reports 272,621 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 64 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday, 14 new cases in Missoula County, that's Missoula and the University of Montana, 9 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky, 6 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish, 6 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation, and more new cases in 16 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 361. Currently, 21 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,249 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. 2 more people's deaths have been reported since yesterday. Nationwide, more than 979,000 Americans have died. There have been 80 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. A U.S. Navy fuel ship will be named for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in recognition of her efforts to advance women's rights and gender equality. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro said Thursday that Ginsburg is instrumental to why we now have women of all backgrounds, experiences, and talents serving within our ranks, side by side with their male, sailor, and marine counterparts. The future John Lewis-class replenishment oiler, a ship that transfers fuel to the Navy's operating carrier Strike Groups, will be the 8th such vessel to be named for an historic figure who fought for civil and human rights. Others include former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, abolitionist and women's rights activist Sojourner Truth, gay rights icon Harvey Milk, and civil rights leader John Lewis. One of Ginsburg's most noted opinions came in a landmark 1996 case that struck down a male-only admissions policy at the Virginia Military Institute. Ginsburg was the second woman to serve on the Supreme Court after Sandra Day O'Connor, who was appointed in 1981 by former President Ronald Reagan. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation Thursday that would cap the monthly cost of insulin at $35 for millions of diabetic Americans who rely on the drug. Lawmakers approved the measure in a 232-193 vote, with just a dozen Republicans joining Democrats in support. The bill now heads to the Senate. The Affordable Insulin Now Act, which would take effect in 2023, would limit cost sharing under private health insurance for a month's supply of certain insulin products at $35 or 25% of a plan's negotiated price, whichever is less. 37.3 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. President Joe Biden urged Congress to pass legislation to cut prescription drug prices, including insulin, in his State of the Union address March 1st. President Biden said, "Imagine what it's like to look at your child who needs insulin and have no idea how you're going to pay for it. Let's cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month so everyone can afford it." Drug companies will still do very well. A new firefighter training program, the new Gallatin Valley Fire Academy, has launched. The Gallatin Valley Fire Academy is a 12-week program, a collaboration of Central Valley Fire District in Belgrade, Bozeman Fire Department, and Big Sky Fire Department to train new firefighters together. In the inaugural class, there are 6 recruits from Central Valley Fire District and 1 from Bozeman Fire. Recruits train in an 8-to-12-week program. The new academy provides the opportunity to create the best level of service for each agency's communities, and most importantly, standardization in practices. Before the new academy launched, Central Valley Fire District would send recruits to train in Colorado for a 14-week academy. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.